I'm Karen Shemes and these are the AP International News headlines. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberals have fallen three seats shy of an outright majority in Parliament in a vote widely seen as a rebuke of US President Donald Trump. That means they will have to seek help from another, smaller party to pass legislation. In a victory speech in Ottawa on Monday, Carney stressed the importance of Canadian unity in the face of the threats coming from Washington.
President Trump is trying to break us so that America can own us. That will never ever happen.
Israeli strikes have killed at least 12 Palestinians, including children, overnight in the urban Nuseirat refugee camp in Gaza, according to hospital workers on Wednesday. Among the dead were three children, including two brothers, whose bodies arrived in pieces, according to the hospital's morgue. Iran says the next round of nuclear program negotiations that we'll have with the United States will be in Rome on Saturday. I'm Karen Shamas.